I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 25th. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane has officially announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. Kane made an official announcement yesterday confirming that he is running as a Republican candidate for the seat held by incumbent Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Kane said his campaign will focus on issues that he believes are important to the majority of Massachusetts residents. Kane has been a Quincy City Councilor for Ward 3 since 2009 and became council president this year. He registered as a Republican this past February after previously being a registered Democrat and then an unenrolled voter. Kane says he is confident that he will gather the 10,000 signatures needed to get on the ballot this fall. The Quincy City Council is considering a proposal to more than double the size of the Quincy Center redevelopment projects. Mayor Thomas Koch has proposed a sixth amendment to the district that would increase the size of the area to be redeveloped from 62 up to 130 acres. The new district would include the property that's currently home to Acapulco's restaurant in Quincy Center, Planet Fitness on Adams Street, and areas to the south down to School Street. The expanded district would also include the current site of the Star Market and Granite Place Shopping Center. Koch says the Acapulco site could be used for a new park dedicated to President John Quincy Adams. The Planet Fitness location would be used for a planned Adams Presidential Center. Soon, National Grid ratepayers in Quincy will be entered into a new program that will save them money on their electric bills. The Quincy Community Electricity Program will begin later this month and will provide lower monthly electric rates because the city will purchase electricity in bulk through a company called Dynegy Energy. National Grid ratepayers in Quincy will be automatically entered into the program and can choose from three different plans, all with lower rates than the National Grid basic rate. During a community meeting about the new program at the Kennedy Center this week, mayoral spokesman Chris Walker said ratepayers can opt out of the program if National Grid rates go lower than the rates in the new program. Walker said the new lower rates are guaranteed until December of 2027. Ratepayers may opt out of the new program at any time without penalty. Customers in Quincy who currently get electricity from another supplier may opt into the program at any time. A third of Quincy's registered voters could be placed on the inactive voter list unless they return their city census forms. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says about 22,000 registered voters still have not filled out their City of Quincy census forms for this year. Crispo says even if voters cast ballots back in the March presidential primary, they still need to return their city census forms in order to remain on the active voter list. Crispo says inactive voters who go to the polls will have to show proof of residency, which will create delays during voting. Crispo says a reminder card will be sent out soon, which will also have a QR code that will allow voters to update their census forms electronically. Census forms can also be mailed back to City Hall with a postage-paid envelope provided. Well, the annual Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day ceremony will be held in Quincy today. Veterans Services Director Christine Cugini says the ceremony will take place today at 1:30 at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Clock Tower at Marina Bay. The public is welcome to attend. Quincy Community Action Programs will hold their annual meeting and awards ceremony today at 6 at the Terrell Room on Quarry Street. Awards will be given out for employee recognition and community support. Executive Director Beth Anstrolo will receive an Employee Service Recognition Award for her 40 years of service to QCAP. A former South Shore teacher accused of threatening to bring a gun to school appeared in court yesterday where the original charge against him was reduced. Kenneth Desi of Quincy is accused of making a threat at the school where he taught, Hanover High School. According to police, in September of last year, another teacher overheard Desi talking with a union representative about a disciplinary hearing that Desi was facing. The teacher said she heard Desi say, quote, "When something like that happens, it makes me want to go home and get my rifle," end quote. The teacher who overheard the comment reported it the next day. The school has since fired Desi. Desi was initially charged with a threat to commit a crime. The charge was later changed to a section of the law that pertains to terroristic threats. But in court yesterday, the Commonwealth reversed course. Desi was released on personal recognizance and scheduled to return to court in June. State police investigating after an apparent road rage incident caused a bullet to graze an uninvolved driver on 93 in Braintree yesterday afternoon. Authorities say the driver of a truck traveling on the southbound side of the highway near exit 6 in Braintree was grazed by a bullet fired during a road rage incident on the opposite northbound side of the highway just before 3 p.m. The man driving the struck vehicle in the southbound lane suffered an extremely minor injury and did not need to go to the hospital. According to the witness, that truck that was struck appeared to belong to Asplund Electrical Testing. The company, which has an office in Foxborough, has not commented. Police have not yet made any arrests in connection with the apparent road rage shooting. Well, a jury has been seated in the Karen Reed murder trial after the judge and attorneys whittled down a pool of hundreds of candidates over the course of nearly five full days. Jury selection process began last week and concluded yesterday. Five jurors were added, while another five who had previously been selected were dismissed, leaving a total of 19. Jurors have not yet been sworn in. According to attorneys, the plan is for there to be 12 regular juries and four alternates for the trial. It's not yet clear how the current jury will be decreased from 19 to 16. The trial will take place inside Dedham's Norfolk Superior Court. It's expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. With the jury seated, opening statements are now scheduled to start on Monday. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 42 points, the NASDAQ rose 16, and the S&P is up 1. Asian stocks mostly declined. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at almost $83 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 4-2. It's game four of their playoff series is coming up Saturday night. At 8 o'clock in Toronto, the Bruins lead that series now 2-1. The Heat beat the Celtics in their playoff series 111-101. Game 3 will be Saturday night at 6 at Miami. That series is tied up at 1 game apiece. Red Sox shut out Cleveland 8-0 yesterday. That series wraps up in Cleveland at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today, sunshine, breezy, and a high of 54 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 59. Saturday, mostly sunny, and a high of 64. And cloudy on Sunday, chance of a shower, high 65. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. The wind north right now at 5 to 10 knots becomes easterly later today at a high tide at 1:22 p.m. Sunrise 5:46, sets at 7:37. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 11:30 this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, April 25th.